man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see.
We need Americans of goodwill to unite. Yes, they do.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here on May 25th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes, and we'll be discussing the phenomenon of our age, Donald John Trump, and the goings-on of the last 24 hours by our president. And I'd love to have your calls at 800-313-9443 to add your erudition to the discussion. I think that about covers the housekeeping chores to start a show. And let's see. You know, I just noticed something here. I'm looking at the president's Twitter account, which right today, by the way, reached 80.2 million followers, adding 100,000 or so a day. This is a good sign. That's a lot of people every day. That's probably as many people as watch CNN. Not 80.2 million. I mean the additional 100,000. That's probably all that's tuned in to Joe Scarborough or MSDNC or CNN. But I just noticed something here, looking at the president's Twitter account. He has, and I've noticed this a number of times, he's got the POW MIA black and white flag flying right under Old Glory. That's wonderful. That's, you know, that's another Trump touch. That obviously is flying only on his order. There's nobody else at the White House is going to decide what goes up the flagpole. And that's, you know, the POW MIA flag. What is he saying by flying that flag? I don't think Obama flew that flag. That'd be impossible to imagine. So this must be something Donald Trump did is when he assumed the White House, the presidency. What is he saying? Of course, the POW MIA flag referring to our men who were not returned from Vietnam. And there were a lot of them. And the president is showing he doesn't forget. He doesn't forget our heroes. He leaves no comrade behind. So he's saying something with that flag. Even though we have whatever technically or superficially cordial relations with Vietnam, now that it's the North Vietnamese have taken over the whole country, and it's a big country. I think it's about 100 million people. It's big. And interestingly, just an interesting note on Vietnam, if you look at the coronavirus dashboard at Johns Hopkins, they show the death total deaths due to COVID-19. Let's see how many people. I think it's about 100 million. Let me just check real quick here. Meanwhile, while I'm looking this up, I want you to submit your guess as to how many are showing on the death toll for Vietnam. Submit your answers now. You know that, what's that TV show where the the contestants write down their answer on a little slate, and then, okay, contestants, show your answers. Okay, what was your answer? And by the way, the answer to the population of Vietnam is, how close was Kelso? 95.5 million. Yeah, all right. And the answer that you should have written on your slate is zero. That's right, zero. This goes back to the very first show on this topic that we carried here on this Trump phenomenon. What's wrong with this picture? What is wrong with this picture? What the hell is going on here? Zero. Vietnam sharing a long, contiguous border with South China, not far from Wuhan, with many ethnic Chinese living within the confines of Vietnam. Not as many. Many were driven out. But a lot, an awful lot lived there when the Vietnam War was going on. And there's lots of trade between China and Vietnam. Lots of things are Chinese companies operate manufacturing plants in Vietnam. So there's all sorts of commerce and traffic back and forth. Zero. Zero deaths. So, you know, and these are the sorts of contradictions and that pop up. When, remember on day one, we were told this is the bubonic plague. This is worse than that. This is the worst flesh-eating virus. This is a flesh-eating virus that's going to eat away your, after it lands in your nose, just one of them, you'll notice people around you will scream. And start crying and screaming. And then you say, what is it? What is it? Your nose, Kelso, your nose is disappearing. It's flesh-eating virus. It's eating your nose. Now it's eating your cheeks. Oh, my God, there's your skull. There are worms. There are worms in there now, too. That's basically what the media has done to us. Terrify, and I use the verb terrorize, the American public and all other European nations. They're not bothering with other ethnicities. They're not trying to terrorize the Africans, or I don't think they're working that much on Mesoamericans or other Asians. I don't think they're terrorizing the Vietnamese with their zero. Imagine being, let's see, what do they call Saigon now? Ho Chi Minh City? Ha Ha City? Ho Chi Minh City. Imagine you have this, you're a newscaster in Vietnam, you're the Wolf Blitzer of Vietnam, or you're the Joe Scarborough of Ho Chi Minh City. People of Vietnam, be afraid, be very afraid. Flesh-eating virus coming to you. How I know? Look at death total. See why you should be scared. Total here in Vietnam, zero deaths. Well, gee, I don't know. That wouldn't work, would it? So nobody's trying to terrorize the Vietnamese. Maybe the red Chinese want to keep those Vietnamese factories producing Chinese products. Huh? You think? Anyway, that's an interesting one, isn't it? And then, of course, now what are they doing on your TV screen tonight? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a dark moment in history. America is about to reach 100,000 deaths due to the flesh-eating virus, which is everywhere. It's on your hands. Don't touch your face. Oh, God, you just touched your face. You're going to die now. It's everywhere. It's in your hair. It's on your chair. The virus beyond compare. It will eat your flesh. It attacks your brain first through your ears. You know, this is what they're doing. There was a funny picture on the president's website today, his Twitter page. There's a picture of Joe Biden who finally came out of his mother's basement. And he, of course, he's got his de rigueur. He used the Indo-Chinese for French. We speak the French here. I don't want those years I spent in France to be wasted. I must use some French words once in a while. De rigueur, the wearing of the mask. And he looks so stupid. He's got his shades on and his black mask. He looks like a bandito. He looks horrible. And so, who is it that comments here? Famous newsman. I keep forgetting his name. We all know this newsman who's turned out to be pretty patriotic. He's on Fox, and he's broken with the pack of the lamestream media. Here it is. It's Brit Hume. Brit Hume turns out to have a little bit of integrity. I don't know how much, but certainly he's got some. This might help explain, he tweets, why Trump doesn't like to wear a mask in public. Picture of Biden today. And, of course, he looks like hell. Now, my favorite appearance in the media today was Dr. Scott Atlas. I'm trying to remember what his position was at Stanford Medical Center. He's now at the Hoover Institution, but he was a neurobiologist? Neuroradiologist. I think that was his title as a doctor, his specialty. And he made a wonderful appearance today on Fox. And this is what he put forward. He said, we, my group of doctors, have calculated the cost in lives of the lockdown. And he came up with this. This is our calculation. Every month of the lockdown costs as many lives as the entire kung flu. Now, he doesn't say kung flu. I'll use his language. The coronavirus, the entire coronavirus pandemic. Every month, or he was speaking of America. So he said, if you have 2 months of lockdown, you have just tripled the cost in lives. Not calculated in dollars now. In lives lost. So he just do the math. And he said, for those governors out there, let me help them with the math. 2 + 1 = 3. So we've had, how many months of lockdown have we had now? We're in our third month. Is it third month? That would be 4 times. We've quadrupled. Well, we've added triple the death toll of the COVID epidemic, or as I call it, Kung Flu. The Kung Flu. By the way, speaking of Kong, we'll talk about Hong Kong today. Not we'll talk about the Hong Kong flu, but more on a different tack. We'll talk about the people of Hong Kong, the good Chinese citizens of Hong Kong, who are, they're terrorized. They are being terrorized by Red China right now, by the Communist Party of Red China, which is applying the hammer to the people of Hong Kong, where, by the way, also the death toll is very small. I haven't looked at it in the last recent times. Let's go there right now. It's a number that's pretty darn low. Let's go there to the Johns Hopkins. And unfortunately, we have to rely on this Johns Hopkins page because I don't have a different page to rely on. But it's pretty revealing. We can use it as a benchmark. All right, so Hong Kong. How many die in Hong Kong from Kung Flu? Let us look. Looking now. Graph appearing on screen. And the poor people of Hong Kong, what they're facing, this is terror. China has passed an edict, has issued an edict. They don't have legislation. They don't pass things. The Communist Party has issued an edict that they will be able to insert their agents, their secret police, their Gestapo, into Hong Kong and arrest anybody in Hong Kong who is guilty of the crime of opposing policies of Red China. I'll give you the exact language here in a moment. But in other words, it's over. If this goes through, the only option the people of Hong Kong would have would be a violent revolution against China. And that would not turn out well. So their only hope, actually, would be support from the rest of us. Okay, I'm looking up Hong Kong now. Deaths, total deaths in Hong Kong. Remember, we had zero in Vietnam, population 95.5 million. Hong Kong, I forget the population, I think it's about 5 million. Total deaths, 4. Total confirmed cases, 1,000. Now, this is actually part of China itself. It's really part of the mainland of China. It's just separated by little tiny stretches of water that you can throw a rock across. And of course, it has tremendous commerce and interchange with China. 4 deaths. What's wrong with this picture? If the Kung Flu is so bad, why it not kill? Kimosabe, why it not kill more Chinese? Go with an Indian. Remember Tonto, the Lone Ranger's sidekick? Me want to know why Kung Flu not kill more Chinese people. Masked Man. We're in the Masked Man mode here with the Kung Flu. Raging. It's raging. Wait a minute. If 4 people have died in Hong Kong, is that raging? Vietnam? 0? That's raging? How about, let's go, I know I'm reminding you of things that we've covered before, but this is an update. This is not old news. It's new news. Let's look at Taiwan. Free China. The part of China that's run the way we hope all of China will one day be run. And that may be what one of the great achievements of Donald Trump. He may set this in motion, the overthrow by the Chinese people themselves, not by regime change, George Bush military missions. No. In the same way that Ronald Reagan inspired the Russian people to throw Gorbachev overboard, maybe the Chinese people can throw Xi Jinping, can throw him overboard. We'll be right back. Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
We're back,
Big
folks.
John.
Let me give you a striking piece that I heard from a source like Scott Atlas. I don't remember which of the really patriotic, well, no, the really scientific. What stands out about Scott Atlas is not that he's conservative or patriotic, but that he's scientific, that he thinks rationally. He's a real scientist. One of the revelations from good science that's going on, scientists have studied the question. Remember Nurse Ratched, Anthony Fauci's girlfriend, Deborah Birx? She was going on and on and on about why you need to follow all of this distancing and scrub your skin raw and stick your head in a bag and tie a noose around it and hide in the bathroom. The reason you needed to do all this, what, even if you're younger, is because, well, yeah, you might not get symptoms. You might not show the illness, but you'll have it asymptomatically. And you'll kill grandma and grandpa. Oh, don't do that. You'll kill. Now, look, so many grandma and grandpas all over America who are terrified of their own grandchildren. Now, thank you, Nurse Ratched. Thank you so very much for that BS junk science. Because now that we get the good science out, we find out, guess what? Children don't transmit the coronavirus to their parents or grandparents. They don't transmit it. They've tried to find that the kids are transmitting it. They don't. Now, I don't know, medically, I don't know the explanation, but they have studied the question and found kids don't transmit the virus. So the school lockdown, this goes to Scott Atlas's calculation of the cost in lives. And he says he has a different ways of quantifying it. One of his ways of quantifying cost in lives is millions of human years lost. And forgive me, I forget the number he came up with today, but the total cost so far in millions of human years lost, it was some huge number, like 100 million years. But all those kids who don't go to school, Cal State, the Cal State University system, the largest university system, I think, in the world, certainly in the United States, that's Cal State Northridge, Cal State Long Beach, Cal State, there are how many campuses? Dozens. They're all big. They've said they're not going to open in August. What? Now, how many human years are lost there? How much is not learned? How many people do not advance towards whatever career they were or goal they were going to the university to achieve? That's a huge cost. And of course, all the faculty, they're going to get paid. They're loving it. You know, they're out there tooling around on the beach, not social distancing, just, you know, enjoying themselves as professors, making $200,000 a year. Pretty cool. Let's take a look here at the did I give the call in number 800-313-9443? You can add your erudition. Apropos of the children question, in Denmark, they put the kids back in school. They've been in school, I think, for a month now, something up like a month. The kids have all been back in school in Denmark, population 5 million. So what's happened? Remember Anthony Fauci saying, what I see when the if schools are reopened, I see little spikelets appearing. He called them spikelets. That's a good scientific term, spikelets. How cute, Dr. Fauchenstein. Little spikelets are going to appear everywhere. Well, Fauchenstein, no spikelets in Denmark. The kids are back in school. Are the numbers of coronavirus cases going up? No. At all? No. Yesterday, they had 72 new cases in all of Denmark, population 5 million. The day before, they had 59. So, no. The kids have gone back to school in Italy. Let me go take a look at Italy here. Let me find Italy. I'm looking at it for the first time in weeks now. There's Italy. The kids are back in school in Italy, which is one of the countries used with false numbers, according to Dr. Walter Ricciardi, the top scientist in Italy on the matter. Be right back, and I'll tell you how many people, kids are back in school. Is the Kung Flu surging in Italy? The answer in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man.
Back here with all our political incorrectness, and let me give you another. What's wrong with this picture? Thought. The picture I'm looking at is the graph of new cases in the U.S. at the Johns Hopkins dashboard. They're calling it. They're enjoying their rock star status there at Johns Hopkins with this dashboard. Now, in Italy, you know, Italy's supposed to be, wow, that's horrible, terrible. The Chinese, for instance, flew lots of Wuhan people into Milan, just as they flew lots of Chinese into New York. It certainly got the ball rolling there for the Kung flu. But in Italy, they had yesterday 531 new cases in the country of about, I'm just off the top of my head, about 60 million people, Italy. 531 new cases. All right. That's proportionate with Denmark and with Sweden. Denmark had 72 new cases, a nation of 5 million, 1/12 the size. So multiply 72 times 12 and you know, they're actually below the Denmark rate in Italy. Now, but that's not happening in the USA. Why not? Who do the Bill Gates Wuhan Health Organization, Windows Health Organization, World Health Organization, who do they want to terrorize first and foremost? Americans. Who do they want to destroy first and foremost, with nobody else even a close second? Donald John Trump. How can they achieve that? BSing all of us. BSing, hosing all of us as to how many people are dying. You're being hosed, ladies and gentlemen. We're all being hosed because we're told that yesterday there were 20,600 new cases in the U.S. Wait a minute, 20,600. Now, our nation is about five times the size of Italy. So Italy, being one of the raging areas of Wuhan flu, we should be proportionate with Italy. We have the better hospital system, much better. We're wealthier, much wealthier. We started later than Italy, and we shut down earlier. So we should be much better off, right? But we're not. A proportionate five times the Italian, I know this is getting very kind of technical, but it's in the numbers that they're screwing us, folks. If you multiply the Italian new cases yesterday of 531 times 5 to be proportional with the U.S., we should have had 2,500, just call it 2,000 new cases. Instead, the Anthony Fauci, Debbie Birxes of the world are reporting 20,000. And I don't think they should be called epidemiologists anymore. They should be called 10x epidemiologists. Because every damn number that they have put out there has been at least 10 times exaggerated, at least 10 times bullshit, lying, absolute lying, intentional lying. This is not a mistake. This is not an error. This is deliberate lying by left-wing creeps like Anthony Fauci. And I just used him. I use him as the poster boy because I don't know many names of these creeps, but there are thousands of them. The CDC is riddled with them. The organization should be abolished. Mr. Redfield, is he called the Dr. Redfield, the head of the CDC? He should be put on trial for murder because just as real doctor Scott Atlas says, they are killing people. Lots of people. Dead as doornails. Not just demoralizing them. Not dead in spirit. Dead. Fauci is killing people. Birx is killing people. The lockdown is killing people. Now, Scott Atlas, in quantifying, which is what scientists do, they quantify things. He used as two of his yardsticks of the lives cost. He used the effect of the lockdown on normal medical care, which is being screwed. It's being destroyed. Hundreds of thousands, just in the period of this lockdown, hundreds of thousands of heart patients are not getting treated. Hundreds of thousands of people, including people who have had strokes and heart attacks, don't even call in and die or suffer permanent damage. Every medical procedure normally conducted by the American medical system has been screwed by Fauci and Burks with their fanatical, ideological BS, the bubonic plague, the flesh-eating virus. Everything's put on hold. Everything is stopped. Everything is locked down, including hospitals, which are being bankrupted. Many hospitals will close permanently because of the lockdown. So Scott Atlas, a real doctor, like those doctors we talked about yesterday from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, the AAPS, and you want to go to their website, aapsonline.org, and you want to read their letter that they sent to the White House saying, end the, I'm inserting my own language, you know where the language is mine and not theirs, end the damn lockdown now. And their language is almost as strong as that, as mine. And they say in there that the lockdown is killing people. And these are doctors, more than 600 of them. The lockdown is killing people. Scott Atlas used two quantifiers. One, the destruction of the health American health system, the lives that that is costing. And the second was the destruction of the American economy and the cost in lives there, suicides, drugs, alcohol, family destruction, destruction of homes, loss of housing, loss of food, and loss of morale. And this is what the left has intended. This is what the Fauci-Stein pukes intended with this whole thing, is to break America, break our morale, destroy this freedom-loving, constitutional republic of patriots busily working and producing and enjoying life and not needing their damn liberal dictatorship. They want to destroy the whole thing. They're loving it. These are evil people. These are sick puppies. And this was their chance. Now, what we're hoping, I heard Michael Savage, a genius, and he was trained in epidemiology, by the way. I heard in one of his shows he was offered a position at Fort Detrick, which is where they make and, you know, concoct and modify bioweapon viruses. And he said, sorry, not interested. But his training was such that he was actually qualified to be offered a position at Fort Detrick. He said, what kind of person wants to do that? He said, well, you know, there are people out there who do it. I wasn't going to do it. But he knows what he's talking about. And Savage has made the point that they are breaking our morale. They're destroying our society. That's their goal. And he said something else that was brilliant, and I just forgot what it was. So let us go to, so you see, 10 times, these are 10x epidemiologists. This guy, Neil Ferguson, he came out with this London Imperial Hospital. No, Imperial Hospital London, I think it's called. He came out with his 2.2 million. This is how many Fauci and Burks dragged their sorry asses into the Oval Office and told the president to 2.2 million. They lied through their teeth. They know that. What they knew that wasn't true. That was terrorism used against our president. And they, you know, 10 times exaggerating, lying. And that's how the whole lockdown got launched. And now the imperative is this: end the damn lockdown now. The whole thing, everything from coast to coast, every single lockdown feature, end the whole damn thing. Everybody goes back to work. people making three times what they used to make. Now on the unemployment, thank you, Nancy Pelosi and crying Chuck Schumer. People making 300% of what their old pay was for watching TV and snacking on Doritos at home. You can't run a country that way when you're talking about 40 million unemployed people, with many of those making double their former wages by not working, some, especially the part-timers, making triple their wages. With Nancy Pelosi and crying Chuck Schumer's brilliant idea of paying everybody on unemployment a $600 weekly bonus. What is that? The Doritos bonus? The soap opera bonus? For being on the couch, you get a $600 a week bonus? That's $31,000 a year for many people whose former pay was below, well below $31,000 total. That's their bonus. Why the hell should they go back to work? This is nuts. This is insanity. And I don't know what the solution to this is. What can the president do? When he orders all those people back to work, A, can he do it? B, if he does, well, they're not going to want to vote for him. He just cut off their gravy train. They were getting, you know, they used to make on the job, they used to make $500 a week. Now they're making $1,100 with a $600 bonus. That was getting pretty good, and then the president cut it off. I can't vote for him. Biden's going to bring it back. Let's vote for Biden. So that's a terrible... How does the president solve that? I'm not sure exactly. One brilliant suggestion from, remember, Arthur Laffer? I watched him on TV. He had a brilliant idea, and the president recently honored Arthur Laffer, maybe with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, I don't know. But Arthur Laffer should be in there, in the president's inner council. Arthur Laffer said, just end the, let's see, what was the tax he was going to end? The payroll tax. Just end it. No payroll tax, either for the employer or the employee. And he said that would be 7.5% for the employee and 7.5% for the company, for the employer. He said, don't mess with it. Don't fiddle with it. Don't change it from 7.5 to 5 or 2.5. He said, no, don't screw around with it. Simply end it for now. That would be a tremendous incentive for people to work and for employers to hire. That's the way to do it. And he said there would be no playing favorites that way. It would simply be universal. You'd get paid more for working. And you'd pay less in taxes as an employer for hiring. Come on, Arthur Laffer. That's brilliant. Mr. President, I hope you saw that segment and you saw Arthur Laffer. And he was on with another brilliant economist. Or historian, I don't know which it is, but he must be an economist because Arthur Laffer said, Stephen Moore is my protege. So I believe it was Stephen Moore who was also offering that great initiative for the president to, let's go, just end the employment tax. All right, so let's go to our Donald Trump Twitter account segment of the show. 80.2 million followers. Let's refresh to see if that's gone up. It hasn't. Let's see. What's the most brilliant stuff we see here? He's talking about Sleepy Joe Biden, and he puts a picture of Biden there with his black mask on. He does look like hell. The mask pulls his ears out even further, so his ears look like Anthony Fauci's Howdy Doody ears, or no, Alfred E. Newman ears. He says, nobody in 50 years has been weaker on China than sleepy Joe Biden. He was asleep at the wheel. He gave them everything they wanted, including rip-off trade deals. I am getting it all back. Very good. Very, very good, Mr. President. And, of course, what we are facing here, folks, we are facing a cold war with Red China. It's already on. The war is on. And Hong Kong is part of that cold war. What are we going to do when the Chinese roll the tanks into Hong Kong? What do? Kind of like the Berlin blockade of 1948? The year I was born. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. And I was just making a comparison here between what's going on in Hong Kong and the Berlin airlift of 1948. And I looked it up and researched it during the break. I was right in my memory that it was 1948. I was born on June 8th. The Berlin airlift began 18 days later. And from my crib, I was doing my part. But in that Berlin airlift, C-47s and C-54s flew like several times the distance to the sun, 278,000 flights. The Soviets, the Red Communists of Russia, cut off all canals, rail, road traffic into Berlin. And on that day, June 26, 1948, the Berliners, which is a big city, millions of people, had 36 days worth of food and 45 days worth of coal. I'm reading that off my screen. The Americans and British were greatly outnumbered because of the post-war scaling back of their armies. You know, when World War II ended, we just sent everybody home. The Soviets didn't do that. We had disbanded most of our troops. We were largely inferior in the European theater. The entire U.S. Army had been reduced to 552,000 men by February 1948. Military forces in Berlin numbered, get this, this was a ballsy thing we did, that airlift. How many troops did we have in West Berlin to oppose the Soviets? 8,900 Americans, 7,600 British, and 6,100 French. Man, that's a skeleton force. And in the rest of West Germany, we had only 31,000 combat troops, only one reserve division available in the United States. Soviet forces in East Germany, surrounding Berlin, 1.5 million. That was a hairy scene. The two U.S. regiments in Berlin could have provided little resistance against a Soviet attack. Because of the imbalance, U.S. war plans were based on using hundreds of atomic bombs, but only about 50 fat man bombs existed in mid-1948. And there were only 35, they were called silver plate, atomic capable Boeing B-29 Super Fortress bombers. So we had 35 bombers, we had 50 bombs. Wow, we're going to run out of time. That's interesting history. And now, deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra said. We're running out of time. We're out of time. But we'll be back again tomorrow night. And Donald Trump will knock it out of the park with his tweets. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.